This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. If you just joined us, welcome to the best of lunchtime radio. It is the Capricorn Adventure on a Friday. And I mean, it's almost time for the weekend, man. But first, let us end this Fab Friday with the ultimate motoring experience. We have our very own motoring journalist. He goes by the name of Prashobin Naidu. He is on the line, man, to share his time with the all-new Ford Puma. And he will then share a helpful motoring tip as well as to wrap up with a hot gem of the week. Good afternoon, Prashobin. How are you doing?
Not much. Good to hear your voice, King Bash.
Yeah,
how
man.
Are you doing?
No, I'm good, man. I'm good. It's finally good to be back. So I'm so excited about this car, man. I mean, some people say it looks like a Maserati, but I mean, to me, Prashobin, it kind of looks more like the old school Porsche, maybe the Cayenne from a different angle. So what do you think? Do you see any similarities?
You know what? Yes, I think it looks like the Maserati Grecale, funny enough. And I mean, a lot of people, when I drove past them, they were shocked. What kind of car is this? And it definitely looks like Maserati Grecale on the looks, right? And I think up front and close, you're right, it does have some weirdly interesting elements to it. You say Cayenne, I say Maserati, but it's a very attractive car. I can agree with that. It has this athletic tape and bold, and since ours was the titanium package, it had these 17-inch alloy wheels wrapped in these hyperfoil tires. Very nice, a bit of the bus styling with the cladding on the side, but very tasty in the looks department.
You know what they say, Prashobin, and I mean, I remember Cat Williams saying something like that, to say that a Porsche or a Ford Puma, even if it looks like a Maserati, until a Maserati pulls up, that's all I'm going to say. You know what I mean?
I like that.
So you know what? Let's touch a bit. I hear you touched a bit, you know, about the interior and the offerings. Maybe just give us a bit more on that.
It's very solidly built, I must admit. From, you know, just it's pretty much the same as the Fiesta, which was recently discontinued, but very user-friendly. Ours had this infotainment screen, easy to use, cloth seats, wireless charging, some safety features, included lane-keeping assist, cruise control, and ABS braking with EBD. But I think opting for the higher-spec SLT line, you know, would give you a lot more features, a lot more safety features, but you know, for someone who is just simple like myself, I really had no qualms about it. Just, it was more of a driver's kind of car.
Oh, okay. And let's talk about the drive, man. Does it live up to the prowess of the Thundercat?
Yes, definitely. It's quite sprightly, very sporty. It has a sporty feel to it, powered by a 1-liter turbo and petrol motor, pushing out 92 kilowatts and 117 newton meters of torque. You know, transmissions-wise, it's very smooth. Puma is paired to a 7-speed auto gearbox, but overall, very responsive. The suspension is just right and very refined. Fuel-wise, I was achieving figures of 1.1 liters per hundred kilometers. It's not too shabby.
All right. You know, I don't even know when it comes to the competitors. From the top of my head, I wouldn't know. Please school me on that. What are those looking like?
All right, so we indeed have quite a long list, but the VW Taigo, the Renault Captur, the Peugeot 2008, the Hyundai Kona, and the Hyundai Tucson, and along with the Haval H6 GT.
All right, and I mean, you know the next question. Let's talk about the money, Prashobin, the money. But before we go on to the price tag, do let me know, man, would you purchase one?
I like the drive. I think it was interior was perfect, setup was nice, but personally, you know what? I actually would buy it. Just the price for me is the kick in, and it is priced at 569,900 rand for the titanium version, which I was driving this week, and for the high spec SLT line, it's 613,000 rand. So definitely, I would have to probably win the lotto if I were to purchase the Puma.
So it's really based on the lottery. Okay. We shall keep on betting, Prashobin. Maybe we shall cop one before Christmas, you know? So let's wrap it up. Let's wrap everything up. Please share your motoring tip and your gem of the week.
All right. Thank you. So don't forget to rotate your tires between every 8,000 kilometers to 12,000 kilometers. The reason is it improves the overall fuel economy and improves your vehicle handling, and it makes it much more safer to drive. And ending off with JID called Surround Sound.
Oh, yes. And that is how we wrap it up. Thank you so much, Prashobin. Do enjoy your weekend, yeah?
Thank you so much, King Rash. Have a blessed one and listeners.
Most definitely. And that was Preshowin Naidu. Do best and follow him on Instagram at @Preshowin_Naidu.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.